The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know, Raven, I'm used to being criticized online. It happens. You know, you got to have thick skin.
I mean, you don't look like this and not get some targets at you.
It's Anna and Raven. But I was not expecting the backlash that I received when I suggested that I take down my Christmas tree last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it was just a few days after Christmas. I figured, hey, I need to have my tree down before the new year. I didn't want to go back to work with it up. You know, a lot of stuff starts happening once you go back to work. So I quickly put on our Facebook page, I said, hey, I'm going to take down my tree tonight, and my family's very upset, and it's true. Now, my husband...
Oh, wait a minute. So your husband, mm-hmm. Paul.
Yeah.
Your small children.
Yes.
Cried. They were upset as you took down the tree, and yet you still insisted on being the person who ruined Christmas for everybody in America?
Time out. Christmas had already happened. This was Sunday.
Yeah, but now you ruined it.
And they're not going to help me take down the tree, period.
Oh, so because they're not going to help you do it, you're willing to cause pain for all of them to go ahead and, you know, for your convenience.
Well, yes, as a matter of fact.
All right. Well, as long as you own it, you know, I don't have to like it. But
so I asked on our Facebook page, I'm like, am I being a Grinch because I want to get this over and done with? Christmas is over. Like, I need to move on with my life. It's been a month. This tree has been up.
I got to go. I got to go. It's got to be over. Yes.
I don't know. I'm one of those crazy people that, like, I need my house back in order. I need everything back to where it needs to be by the time I go back to work.
If you don't finish one thing, you mm-hmm. feel like you cannot begin the other thing. And therefore, in your head, it gets cluttered, right?
Yeah.
So it gets a little bit overwhelming, right?
Yes.
And I understand that. And you know what? It's not like your house is massive. And
no.
You do entertain. Mm-hmm. So if you're having people for New Year's or whatever, you want to get that all straightened out, too. So I can understand some of that. On the other hand, you're a terrible person.
No.
And you ruined everybody's good feelings. Yeah. I still have my Christmas lights up, the trees up, the house lights are up, everything.
Is your tree dead at this point? I mean, it's
well, it stopped drinking.
Right. Yep.
But
it's a fire hazard.
It still looks green in the corner right now. I mean, I wouldn't get too close to it.
So
don't fire up a stogie.
I did a quick vote on that night to see what people thought, and there was 489 votes that came in within the hour.
Okay.
48% said, you're right, it's over, take down the tree. 52% that said, I'm a Grinch.
This is like the last election, man.
It's so close.
And you'd think the next day everybody would wake up and be like, well, that's all right, that conversation's over. Nope.
Right. Yeah, no.
This debate could go on for years.
And then my mom sees the post, and she calls me, right? The phone rings, and I go, here we go.
God love your mother.
Anna, La Bufana is coming on Monday. You
got
to wait till little Christmas.
What is that? That's
La Bufana is the Italian witch that's kind of like Santa Claus. So I explained to her that La Bufana does not come to my house.
I had never heard this before in my
Bufana?
Life.
La Bufana?
No.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
Was I missing out on other presents?
Oh, yeah.
Does a witch come after with more presents?
Uh-huh. She's a good witch that brings, and I explain.
I don't
her.
Care if she's good or bad. If she's bringing presents, I'll let her in.
I'm pretty sure outside of Napoli that this is witches are coming. But 1-800-330-9999. When do you take your tree down if it's not like the day after Christmas? Actually, if you do take it down the day after Christmas, I want to hear from you too. When do you take yours down? Calling me the Grinch online. So mean people are because I took down my Christmas tree last Sunday. It was like 3 days after Christmas. I'm like, I'm done here. Took it right down.
While your small children cried in the background.
You know,
and your husband, Paul, just said, why? Why? And it's like, why?
I explained, first of all, we all know that my children and my husband, none of them are going to help me take down the tree. And I like to have my house back in order before New Year's. I want to go into New Year's with my house clean, the toys put away, and the tree down.
Fake tree or real tree?
I mean, you know I'm a real tree person.
So I feel like if it's a fake tree, honestly, you would have been fine. Because it's just like, it's like an appliance. It's like you took down a blender.
Hmm.
All right? There's no personal feeling. Real tree? You cut the funeral pyre down low. That's what you did. You cut it off short.
Yeah, people were tearing me apart. But it's really 50-50 torn. I think it says a lot about you when you take your Christmas tree down. Yanitza wrote, in Puerto Rico, they celebrate Christmas until January 14th. So they keep their Christmas tree up until January 14th. I'm afraid that thing would light up on fire.
Don't need the heater on in Puerto Rico. Probably that time of year. Right. So that's it's a little bit safer there. I feel like if the dogs aren't peeing on it or the cats aren't climbing it, and knocking it over at that point, you can milk that sucker.
No, it's already all fading. Now I'm done. 1-800-330-9999. When do you take your Christmas tree down? We're going to get to your calls coming up next. I got criticized because I took down my Christmas tree last Sunday. But the big question is when do you take down your tree? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I remove my Christmas tree like the day after New Year's, but I call like Home Depot, Lowe's, IKEA. They used to use the trees as for beach barrier.
Wow.
Yeah, huh. I actually saw out on Long Island that there was somewhere that you could bring your trees that they mulch it down and they feed it to animals. Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea. That's interesting. It's so much better than just a fire hazard in my front yard.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely.
I love it when my neighbors blow across into the street. That's right. Always fun, too. And everybody acts like they don't know it's their Christmas tree. Oh, that's not my tree that's blocking the street right now. Somebody else should grab that.
Right.
And Ann Raven, what's your Christmas tree removal policy?
Okay, I'm going to tell you a story, what happened to me. My parents leave for Florida the day after Christmas. I said, Ma, don't worry about it. I'll take the tree down. I'll get it down by January 1st. They came home April 15th.
Nice.
I took it down April 14th.
Nice, nice, nice.
It was so dry. It looked like if you just blew on it a little bit, all the needles were just
right,
just
fall right down. Right down. Yeah. A toothpick standing at that point.
1-800-330-9999. When do you take down your tree? My mom is mad at me because the Bufana is not coming until Three Kings Days. And how dare I take down my Christmas tree? I have no respect.
This is the Christmas witch you're talking about again. Yeah. That I had never heard of until this morning here.
La Bufana. Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. So I posted on Facebook last Sunday because I had some time that night while I was still on vacation that I was taking down my Christmas tree. But my family was really upset. My husband, my girls, the older one, the little one doesn't know what's going on. And
so you say to yourself right now.
Well, she's one.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm taking down the tree tonight. Inside. And everyone's like, no, you can't take it. I go, yeah, I'm taking it down. Mommy's got to go back to work. I'm like, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take it down, get it out of the house. And they freaked out. So I asked on our Facebook page, about 500 votes came in about an hour. 48% said it's over, take it down. 52% said I'm a Grinch and I ruined Christmas for my family.
Clearly. And probably people in your neighborhood. I'm guessing. I mean, anybody that was aware of it anyways, that's almost like they signed off on it. It's not a good thing.
Then my mom called me all upset. She's like, you know, La Bufana is not coming and you gotta wait. And I was like, Ma, like, get out of here with
not
that.
Not coming to your house now.
No. So we asked on our Facebook page, like, when do you take down your Christmas tree? Which, FYI, I took it down. Laura wrote on our Facebook page. Also, our Facebook page, just search Anna and Raven. She wrote, I just heard that some people take the Christmas ornaments off their tree and redecorate it themed for New Year's. One of the most outrageous, unnecessary things I've ever seen.
What's the New Year's decorations besides the champagne bottle?
Champagne bottle. I guess the champagne glass. You got to do the hats, like the New Year's hats go on
the tree.
So
it's a tree for alcoholics. Well, that's what it is. It's a
I
tree
guess.
For alcoholics.
I mean, you just put some horns on there. Every time somebody walked by, you hear,
oh, a noisemaker.
Right.
I thought you meant Satan.
No.
So, okay. That's good. Thanks for the clarification.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. When do you take your tree down?
You know what? I'm Italian, so that means you have to wait until Little Christmas.
Oh, La Bufana's
coming to your house. So you
know
about the witch? Yeah. This guy knows about the witch, too?
Yeah. Does La Bufana come to your home?
No. I never knew why. I never knew why. I just always knew my mom says you have to wait for Little Christmas.
But well,
okay, day's up.
Would you get another gift for Little Christmas? Did you get another gift for that?
No, never. No, what are you kidding me? I'm like, I got Christmas gifts. There was like seven of us in our house.
So you're just asking me to sit around and be ready to celebrate, given the fact that there's still going to be no payoff for me. It's kind of like having a birthday in December,
right,
which I know all about.
No, I always learned to listen to my mom, and she always said, Little Christmas. I don't even know when it is. I think it's like January 6th. Or
yeah,
something.
No, it's Monday. So they call it Little Christmas, Three Kings Day, the Epiphany. Like, it's been named everything. Or my mom calls it the day La Bufana comes, which La Bufana has never come to my house in my life. Probably because, you know, we live in America, but sure.
I'll call security.
Right.
I spoke to my brother on the phone on Sunday, and he said, I'm taking down my tree. I'm I go, what are you kidding?
Right.
You have to wait until little Christmas.
Nope.
He goes, nah, no, doing it today.
Yep, mine's done. Gone.
I really hope your brother doesn't get struck by lightning today or something like that.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I mean, he's testing the little witch.
Right.
Thank you for the call, bud. Have a great morning.
Have a great morning.
Yeah, you too. Welcome to New York. Enjoy.
Thank you. We appreciate it so much.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.